You've got to tune to KEXP. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle, online round the world at kexp.org, and known to many as Home of Pixies. Welcome. We are so delighted to have you all here today.
Thank you.
You sounded great in the warm-up, so why don't we just kick it off with a song?
Sure, here we go.
Before the night takes back its jewels, bring your life of memories before they sink into the seas. Snakes are coming to your town in tunnels underground. Some traveling over ground, a plague for our mistakes. They'll be right next to you. Snakes up against me too. There'll be nothing to do when the rattle shakes.
Pixies live on KEXP. They're in Seattle tonight playing the Paramount Theater, and we couldn't be happier to have them live on the air today. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Can you do a quick little introduction of this infamous band?
Sure. My name is Black Francis, and I'm the sort of the lead singer, I guess, and I play the rhythm guitar. And over here, I think he's got a mic on there. Joey Santiago. Ooh, what do you do, Joey?
It's Joey Santiago, and I throw my guitar down the stairs.
And over there, I don't know. Talk loud into your microphones, there, David.
Hi, this is David. I try to play the drums.
And then we have our newest member here this morning. She's brought her lovely little violin with us, but she usually plays bass with us in the theater. And who are you?
I'm Paz L'Enchantin.
Well, welcome, all of you. You sound fantastic. And, of course, KEXP are such longtime fans. I don't think a day goes by that a Pixies song isn't played at least once on the air here. And of course, we're not the only people who love Pixies. You meet so many who say this is their favorite band of all time. And your music has such an emotional connection with people. And aside from the obvious being great for the ego, I mean, how does it feel? Can you articulate how it feels to be the object of such adoration?
Well, I'll take it. I really like it. And I'm so glad that people like us and that we're all very happy to be touring after all these years. And it's always really fun to do what we like to do the best, which is play music.
It is fun, I imagine, to make a career out of doing something that you enjoy so much. You started so long ago. Can you even think back to what you thought your future would be? Were you just jamming with friends?
Well, I guess I never really thought about it. I think we just did it, and we're still doing it. And I think that probably all of us, I could probably speak for everybody in the band, probably all of us always wanted to do this probably from when we were very young and started in our own way somehow to get on that path. And I'm glad to say that we all got on the path, and here we are.
We've enjoyed your solo music quite a bit and been so lucky to have you stop by KEXP a couple of times in the past. So you've been making music a long time, but a lot of people are excited to see this incarnation reformed and playing. And you recently, in the last few months, released new music for the first time in a long time. How long had that idea been brewing, or those songs been in the making?
Probably off and on for about 4 or 5 years in different sort of forms or whatever, or different moments of trying to get something like that to take off. And it finally did in the last couple of years, and now the releases you're referring to are from that session.
You, as I mentioned, you've released music regularly over many, many decades, but when you start to put a Pixies song together, do you think about trying to have a certain sound, or do you just worry about pleasing yourself? And
I usually rely on the other Pixies to do the thinking about whether or not it's a Pixies song, and then and they seem to be tapped into whatever that is. But I'm not really sure. But they seem to know, though.
You do have a quintessential sound, and you've definitely brought it to the forefront on these new records.
Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate you playing them.
I'd love to talk more, but I can't wait to hear some more music.
Sure.
Play another song.
Heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. You got your good thing, and I've got mine. In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. You got your good thing, and I've got mine. In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. Well, you got your good thing, and I got mine, all mine. In heaven, everything is fine. Now Andro Queen has lost her ring. I think it used to sit right here, encrusted in bloom and hard and true. For now I will kiss her finger. Have you ever seen Andro Queen wandering off for her ruby? One day she'll come in through my window. Yes, she gave me her own true pledge. For what's missing, I'll sacrifice my flesh. Only kissing you was so hard in this wild thresh. That's how it's been with Andro. Loving on our bed of flowers, breathing
herself. For what's missing, I'll sacrifice my flesh. Only kissing you is so hard in this wild thresh. I wave goodbye to Andro. Off on a silver rocket, off to the gas and rings of Saturn. Off her head, she gave me a lock, yes she did. For my neck a rusted locket. For what's missing, I'll sacrifice my flesh. Only kissing you is so hard in this wild fresh. For what's missing, I'll sacrifice my flesh. Only kissing you is so hard in this wild flesh. Only kissing you is so hard in this wild flesh. Only kissing you is so hard in this wild flesh.
It's Pixies live on KEXP tonight at the Paramount here in Seattle. And when you went in to record these new songs, how was it slipping back into that after so long?
I don't think it was that strange because I think that we've all remained. I mean, you know, you have a room with microphones in it and instruments and people. And when you play a show, you want to capture everything with the microphones and then project it back into the room through a PA. And I realize that that's different because there's an audience there, but kind of in the studio it's similar too. You've got microphones and you're capturing it and you're projecting onto the playback. And I think that as musicians you're always very aware that the playback is sort of what the audience is going to hear when you decide it's ready to leave the studio. So it's a kind of a performance in a way. So I think that a lot of it kind of feels the same in a certain way. It's the same kind of goal.
There have been a lot of gadgets that have come into the studio since you first started making music. And it sounds like, though, you're trying to recreate the live sound that the band can make.
Well, we have fun in the studio, but we do try to make things fairly transportable so that when we do a personal appearance that we can do some kind of facsimile of everyone's reference point. So that it's not completely disorienting.
Do you have a Pixies home studio where you live, or do you go away somewhere and kind of isolate yourselves?
We like to go to distant lands in little villages, and recently we've been recording in Wales.
Do you bring friends into the studio with you? Are you working with people that you know, or you like to go with someone new every time?
Recently we've been working with our old producer, Gil Norton from Liverpool. We like to work with him because he's from Liverpool and he sounds like he's in the Beatles, so he commands a lot of respect from us. We do everything he says because it sounds like Paul McCartney or George Harrison's talking to you, so you go, okay.
You're a sucker for that British accent.
Yeah, well, the Liverpool accent in particular.
You've worked with him on previous albums. I'm trying to think.
Yes.
Many.
Yeah, lots of times, yeah.
Oh, it must be nice to be with friends.
Yeah, exactly.
The landscape of the record industry has changed quite a bit since you started releasing albums as well, and you've released these two EPs on your own on the internet, which wasn't around at the beginning of your career. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I guess there's lots of options for musicians, and so we're releasing some music that way, but the traditional record company paths are still there, and so we'll probably take advantage of some of those opportunities too in the future. I'm sure they have a new way that they're trying to cook it all up, and so we're curious to see what they have to do with all that as well. You know, they got the internet and their offices too. So
I imagine a lot of people are knocking at your door. One of the nice things about releasing music on the internet is the immediacy of making it and putting it out. Are you able to enjoy the benefits of that? Is that something that you are you releasing pretty quickly after creating the music?
Not necessarily, but we have been releasing without any kind of precursor announcement or anything like that. And just sort of when we're finally ready to release it, we just release it without any kind of pre-roll, you know, all that, which I guess was more traditional a few years ago.
It's harder and harder to do anything without the world knowing about it these days. How does social networking fit into the landscape for the band?
We all dabble in it, I think. And I guess when we were in Wales, we didn't want people to know that we were there. And I sort of screwed up because I think I posted a picture of us in a pub or something. And someone was able to figure out not only that it was a pub, but it was a pub in a certain part of Wales. So I don't know what they were basing it on. It wasn't, the name of the pub wasn't in the picture, but I think it was like, you know, the type of wood grain or something on the walls or something like that. So yeah, we have to be careful if we're wanting to be private about recording sessions.
I imagine there are pluses and minuses to being recognized everywhere you go, but again, so wonderful to be loved by so many. Who wouldn't love that?
Yeah, it's a pretty great gig.
Well, Pixies are live here in the KEXP studios. And how about another song?
Sure. Two, buckle my shoe.
Bits all wander in the trees. And if I ever seem a little strange, would you excuse me, please? I said I'm human, but you know I lie. I'm only visiting this shore. I'll soon be leaving in the outbound tide. I pray again we will meet. I'm wasting your time just talking to you. Maybe best you go on home. You know I lie. I'm only visiting this shore. I'll soon be leaving in the outbound tide. I pray again we will meet. I'm wasting your time just talking to you. Maybe that's you. Go on home. Greens and blues. Greens and blues.
talking to you. Maybe best you go on home. I'll leave you alone. Fade from your mind. Slip into the greens and blues. Greens and blues.
From the latest Pixies EP, that's Greens and Blues on KEXP. And I love that song. I actually love all the songs on the EPs. But you know how when you listen to a record, you have a favorite song and then you keep listening, and the next week you have a new favorite. And that one jumped out immediately. It fits right into the Pixies repertoire.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are creating these great new songs, hopefully, and I'm assuming you're playing them on tour. And people love to hear the old songs, too. You have so many. Do you love to play them still?
We occasionally play an old song.
Occasionally.
If we're pushed, you know, into it, you know, and are you hinting around that you'd like us to play an old song, perhaps?
You know, I'm happy for you to play anything you want, but I'm wondering when you're in concert, if you just get into the moment and it feels great playing them, even though you've played them a million times.
Yeah, no, we're always happy to play songs new and old.
Actually, that makes me want to ask. I have heard that you don't create set lists for your shows. Is that true?
In the sense that we don't write them down on paper, but I suppose that over time on tour, a kind of set list evolves, or certain little transitional moments, maybe, I suppose, start to repeat themselves, connections between certain songs, whatever. But we don't do set lists.
I was lucky enough to see the Doolittle tour, and I absolutely loved the visuals on stage. I'm not a big, like, take a photo at a concert thing. I just want to enjoy it in the moment and have it in my memory. But I took, like, 20 photos of that stage. It was so awesomely visual. Are you doing anything on this tour?
Yeah, we're very proud of our current lighting setup, and the man who has always done our lights from the very, very beginning is a guy called Miles Mangino, and he's designed the current production and everything, and it's always very spacey and trippy and a lot of fun, and we always enjoy. And in fact, when we first got to get back together about 10 years ago, we were doing a little warm-up tour in Canada. He wasn't with us on that particular, like, two-week run, and something was wrong, and we couldn't quite figure it out for a couple of shows. Then we realized, it's like, oh yeah, because our regular lighting guy isn't with us. And even though it had been some time since we had toured together, like 12 years, something was missing. And so we got him back as soon as we could, and he's still with us.
Do you get involved in the aesthetic of what's going to happen with the stage, or do you just say, you guys are super creative, just go with it?
We basically just stick to the music part, and we rely on our friends to do other aspects of the show.
Well, it's super exciting. You're playing the Paramount here in Seattle tonight, and you have time for one more song?
Sure. There was a guy. An underwater guy who controlled the sea. Got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York, New Jersey.
This monkey's gone to heaven. This monkey's gone to heaven. This monkey's gone to heaven. This monkey's gone to heaven.
Sky got socked in a hole. Now there's a hole in the sky. And the ground's not cold. And if the ground's not cold, everything is gonna burn. We'll all take turns and get mine too.
This monkey's
gone to heaven. This monkey's gone to heaven. This monkey's gone to heaven. This monkey's gone to heaven. Rockin' Joe.
That's Pixies live on KEXP. It's just kind of overwhelming to think of such an iconic song and the collective masses listening to it and the wave of different emotions and memories that people would have listening to that song.
It's really nice that the song kind of worked out after all these years. And we enjoyed it when we first came up with it, and it seemed like it was going to be a good one. And it seems like we will always be playing it.
It's great. It's one of those songs, as actually you have quite a few of them, that you just hear the first note and a wave of goosebumps and emotion come through you. That's real power. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks for having us on your show. I appreciate it, Joe.
Are there plans to release future iconic songs? Are you going to keep recording?
Yeah, we're enjoying our current mode of recording and touring and being a vital band again. It's a lot of fun, so I think yes.
Well, thank you so much for continuing to make music, and especially for coming in today, all of you. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks a lot.
Pixies play the Paramount Theater in Seattle tonight, and you've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.